went well. It was a very transparent process. There were a lot of questions asked. There was a lot of information that the board is seeking, that the we all know, if unless you've been living under a rock, that we have a fund balance issue right now. So we're chasing some dollars, and that's okay. I think I have every confidence in the superintendent and his staff that we're going to get through this. But it was a very good meeting, and we will continue this afternoon.
And, you know, several years ago, it looked like Hillsborough schools were going to be flush with cash from this Gates grant, and now it's not turning out exactly how we thought at the beginning. Why is that? What's going on there?
We have our challenges with the Gates grant. We have a lot of things that have been funded by that grant that now we just need to look at how we reposition some of that stuff. We have a lot of mentoring and a lot of evaluations that are going on. A lot of that stuff has been mandated by legislation. So we're looking at everything. We're not just focusing on one grant. We have many grants in this district that actually fund a lot of different programs and even unfunded things that are funded not by grant dollars, but just an overall 30,000-foot view of return on investment and how things are operating in this district, contract-wise, program-wise. It's not a fun position to be in, but it certainly is a healthy opportunity for this district to take a 30,000-foot view of everything that we're doing, whether that's resources or programs or contracts. Long overdue, in my opinion, but very, very healthy and much needed.